Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1158, where we ask some of the best trivia on the internet. Let's begin with an easy round, round one. The category, numeric words and phrases. Let's start with the first question. The Lakers won championships in 1987 and 88, so before the next season, Pat Riley trademarked this phrase. The answer is three-peat. All right, moving on to the second question. You're too old for the single-piece type of baby underwear that Gerber trademarked under this name. The answer is onesie. Let's go to the third question. What's the hyphenated term for a contest that's really no contest? The answer is one-sided. Here's the fourth question. Take Me Out to the Ball Game is traditionally sung during what break in a baseball game? The answer is the seventh inning stretch. Here's the fifth question. What's the alliterative term for a married person having an affair? The answer is a two-timer. Now let's move on to round two, the category, Bullfinch's mythology. Let's start with the first question. These part leonine mythical creatures built their nests from gold. Merv might be interested. The answer is griffins. Here's the second question. According to Pliny the Elder, this mythical beast had a single black horn standing out in the middle of its forehead. The answer is a unicorn. Here's the third question. As the gatekeeper of heaven, he opened the year, so our first month is named for him. The answer is Janus. Let's move on to the fourth question. She left Menelaus for Paris, the man, not the city. The answer is Helen of Troy. All right, let's go to the fifth question. Camilla and this Roman goddess of the hunt got along famously, unlike the British women who bear their names today. The answer is Diana. Next, we have round three. The category, Drew Barrymore loves music. Here's the first question. Drew Barrymore delivers the clue one last time. Bernie Taupin was a teenager when he answered an ad looking for songwriters. This future partner of his did the same, and the rest is rock and roll history. The answer is Elton John. Let's go to the second question. Drew Barrymore gives the clue again. The music and lyrics of these famous brothers posed the feverish question, how deep is your love? The answer is the Bee Gees. Here's the third question. Drew Barrymore gives the clue once more. The ever-popular Evergreen has lyrics by Paul Williams and music by this singer who introduced it in A Star Is Born. The answer is Barbra Streisand. Let's move on to the fourth question. Drew Barrymore gives the clue again. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Swings with the lyrics of Irving Mills and the music of this jazzman. The answer is Duke Ellington. Here's the fifth and final question in this round. Drew Barrymore gives the clue. Some of the most romantic songs of all time, including Embraceable You, were written by these brothers. The answer is George and Ira Gershwin. Now it's time for round four. The category, place your bet, with bet in quotation marks. Here's the first question. What's the two-word phrase for your present spouse? The answer is better half. Here's the second question. What's the term for your future spouse? The answer is betrothed. Let's move on to the third question. What's the term for hurting someone who trusts you? The answer is betrayal. Here's the fourth question. This term designates any constellation's second brightest star. The answer is Beta. Here's the fifth question. Pair this word with between to mean in an awkward middle position. The answer is betwixt. Now let's move on to the final round. The category, silent K words. Here's the first question. Sir Francis Bacon wrote, ipsa scientia potestas est, often translated to this phrase. The answer is knowledge is power. Here's the second question. What's the term for a type of backpack? The answer is a knapsack. Here's the third question. In a Chumbawamba song, this happens, but I get up again. The answer is I get knocked down. Here's the fourth question. In an epic takedown in King Lear, Oswald is called a this, a rascal, filthy, worsted stocking this, again. The answer is knave. Here's the final question for today. This aptly named brand calls itself a wedding marketplace that connects couples with local wedding professionals. The answer is the knot. Thanks for joining us today. Come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.